Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast at Podcast Health, where you should go for all great health podcasts, or Radio MD, or iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. This is 1268A of You, the Owner's Manual. The A's are always the latest medical news, but I'm doing five specials. The future ones I will fit in with the regular conversation that we do on the latest medical news of the week. But today I'm going to talk to you about supplements and small molecules. And I have to remind you that we're sponsored by Life's First Naturals, the makers of bovine colostrum and Trubiotics, as well as, of course, in addition to Trubiotics and bovine colostrum, Dye Rescue, which is obviously one of the great things for preventing some of the complications of one of the drugs we'll talk about. But I routinely, in the supplement category and small molecule category, do take both a Trubiotic and bovine colostrum. So I should disclose those conflicts before I start. But I'm going to go over the 18 supplements over the next 4 or 5 weeks, laced with the top medical news of the week. All of these you can also find on the foryoungevity.com. That's the number 4, Youngevity, YOUNGEVITY.com, coaching website under the supplements and small molecules package or coaching program. And I'm going to tell you what I take. So the first I'm going to say is the benefits are have to be consistently greater than the risks for the typical man or woman over age 50, as shown by either peer-reviewed studies in humans, at least 2 randomized controlled trials by at least 2 different groups. We don't want the same group supporting their own stuff. It's got to be a different group with a dose response curve, or 1 randomized controlled trial and more than 1 epidemiologic study, or multiple epidemiologic studies by different groups. The ability to determine from the data disability and or all-cause mortality rates, and it has to have a vote on the risk-benefit ratio by at least 2/3 of the quorum of 9 members of the scientific advisory board of Foryoungevity. Now, I'm not going to say some of the choices that aren't approved are 37 of the 55 the scientific advisory board has looked at. We consider these, I think it is 37, essentially wallet biopsies. That is, there's not enough data, or they continually fail human tests, even if they pass animal tests, and they're really to see how thick your wallet is. So for example, NAD, it has great animal data, and it fails all but specific mitochondrial deficit disease in human tests so far. Resveratrol, again, great animal data, but it fails all human tests so far. Metformin, the U.S. epidemiologic data look great, but in fact, the Netherlands data look the opposite. It causes aging in that data. So do not use if you're exercise. Apple cider vinegar, no benefit. The Rapalogs, promising, but no positive human data so far. Urolithin A, promising, but not enough human data so far. Melatonin, maybe for sleep and sepsis and jet lag, but no long-term all-cause mortality or disability studies. Ashwagandha, it's a great releasing agent, but no long-term all-cause mortality or disability studies. So you'll see those are some of those that didn't make the cut. What did? Vitamin D2-3 and K2. Do we know the difference between vitamin D2 or D3 for us? No, we don't. And K2 is a little controversial, but most of us believe it both helps with bone, as vitamin D does, but also vitamin D in high doses decreases your calorie consumption. It actually increases your calorie consumption. It decreases obesity. It decreases memory loss, and it decreases cancers. So that's why I take it. Number two, a multivitamin. Again, decreasing brain dysfunction and decreasing cancer and cancer recurrences. Half of the multi in the morning, half in the evening, with a large glass of water with it. I'm going to skip now to three small molecules, which are controversial, but not in their benefits greater than the risk. Controversial only on the internet. You probably all remember Oprah's great line, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car, offering a car to every one of the individuals who are in, that's 304 people in the audience. The car was a Pontiac, and it literally saved the Pontiac company. It was a great marketing ploy. That was in 1997 or 98. Since then, we've said, you get a statin, and you get a statin, and you get a statin. Why a statin? Well, not only do they lower LDL cholesterol and heart attack risks from that benefit, but they are anti-inflammatory, and recent data show they decrease bone fractures by about 48% in women who've taken them long-term. They decrease cancer rates by 28%. And they decrease all inflammation and decrease mental dysfunction, that is, dementia, by about 25%. So that's why we've said that. Recently, we've added, you get a GLP-1, you get a GLP-1, you get a GLP-1. And maybe other peptides, such as SGLT2s. Why a GLP-1 and GIP? Well, because the side effects are so good. Not only does it decrease your appetite for food, but it decreases the appetite for drugs and alcohol, and probably for cigarettes as well. And it decreases the progression of kidney disease, of joint disease, that is osteoarthritis, and of dementia, as well as heart disease and stroke, independent of its ability to lose weight. So we give most people microdoses of both statins and GLP-1s if they don't have other indications such as a high LDL cholesterol and increased weight for them. So now we've actually gone through vitamin D2-3 and K2, that's two. A multivitamin is three, a statin is four, a GLP-1 is 5. I'm going to stop there for today. And from now on, we will have not only talk about 4 or 5 each week and go over those that we've covered already briefly, but we'll go with some of the latest medical news of the week. You can tell your friends about it. This is 1268. A, the latest medical news of the week, in this case, the latest on supplements and small molecules. And what we mean by small molecules is they're approved by the FDA, such as the GLP-1s or statins, for other benefits, but we're using them here. And we'll come to several others in that category as well, where you'll need a prescription or need to figure out how to get that for yourself. This has been Dr. Mike Royce, and again, we're sponsored by a company that does make two of the supplements that we'll discuss in the future, a probiotic, Truebiotics, and a bovine colostrum. That's at lifefirstnaturals.com, as well as by our coaching program for longevity.com, where you can go to the supplements and small molecules and be coached on how to talk to your physician or how to take these yourself after you've talked to your physician. Thanks again for listening. This has been 1268A. If you listen to 1269, 1270, 1271, 1272, you'll get the full series on the supplements and small molecules that the Four Longevity Scientific Advisory Board has said meet those criteria I went over, with the randomized controlled trials in humans showing a benefit in decreasing disability and or all-cause mortality rates for the majority of humans, for the majority of Americans over the age of 50 of both genders. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too. In the meantime, please download the B segments. We have had great guests and have another one today. By the way, go to my Substack as well, Michael F. Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, M-D, no punctuation, Michael F. Roizen, M-D, .substack.com for weekly blogs as well. Thanks again.